The Mortgage Mom has been busy. What have you been up to, Mortgage Mom?
Well, you know what? I've actually been working on my YouTube channel. So, hey, why are we telling you guys about YouTube? Well, if you have been out to one of our workshops in the past, maybe you wanted to come out to a workshop in the past and you didn't get the opportunity to do that, now you can spend your night with Mom on YouTube. So find us, Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube. We've got our own channel. What are we doing? We are teaching people how to buy a home, start to finish. We begin at the beginning with what are the acronyms that all these people are talking about. We go all the way through loan programs. What kind of loan programs? How much money do you need for down payment? We work our way into credit. Hey, do you have some credit that you need to fix? Watch the credit workshop. We've got property taxes that we're talking about. It is an ongoing workshop, and you can stay right there with us as long as you subscribe to that channel. Don't miss out. Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube.
Oh my gosh, it's Saturday morning at 7 a.m. and on Go Country 105, look what time it is. It's time for Mortgage Mom Radio.
Oh.
And it's time for a special office episode of Mortgage Mom Radio. Here she is, Debbie Marcoux.
Well, thank you so much, Barry. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and this is our special office episode, we'll call it. We've got everybody here from my office. You guys are going to meet Rosie today, Heidi today, Jim today. Larry, you guys have met him before. You're going to meet him again. And Kyle, you're going to meet Kyle again. Kyle, you've only been on once, right?
Yes.
Yes. And Larry, we've had you on 3-4 times. And,
yes.
You know, but you guys are going to meet Jim. You've never met Jim before. And he's actually got some good stories for you. And Rosie, give us something in Spanish right now.
Hola.
Nice, Larry. Nice. I like that.
That was the extent of Larry's Spanish, by the way.
And there's Larry. All
right. Muy buenas tardes. Yo hablo perfectamente español. Si ustedes necesitan un préstamo.
Okay, say this.
Financiar.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Llámenos.
So, all right, perfect. So I'm going to give you something really good to say.
Okay.
Say, and here we are, Saturday morning. Say, here we are Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on Mortgage Mom Radio. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, do it.
Estamos ahora este sábado en la mañana, son las 7 de la mañana, y estamos aquí con Mortgage Mom Radio.
There it is.
Woo!
And there it is. So
okay, now do compliance in Spanish.
All right, so we're going to do compliance. I'm going to make you boys do it with me today since you guys are on the show.
Oh, everyone does it? Does everyone have to?
If you are licensed, you have to do it.
Wow.
So if you are not licensed, no, you do not. So I'm going to do all of the good part, and all you have to say is your name and your license number. Jim, do you have to run to your office, or do you know it?
No, are you kidding?
I think I got it.
Actually, Kyle's going to go ahead and pull that out for you.
You didn't make me get a phone or nothing. You put
Larry, you finding yours right now on your emails?
Oh, you betcha.
Do you know your license number?
Sure.
By heart?
Yeah. 633-141.
There it is, 633-141. Oh, you even blew that up for your dad.
I tried. I don't know if it'll help, though.
Well, let's see.
Can you read that? I mean, you made that as big as possible.
MLS.
I bet I can make it bigger.
MLS 312-597.
There it is. All right. You got yours, Lair?
I got
you know it?
Mine.
Oh, wait, you said it. You already said it, right? All right, so here it goes. So my name is Debbie Marcoux, and we had Jim Doty, and we had Larry Ehrlich. We all three of us. Oh, and Heidi. I totally forgot. Miss Heidi's, what do you know your number?
Yes.
Yeah, what is it?
1666-881.
What? That's a long one. All right. And are you Heidi Slagle Points or Heidi Points?
Heidi Slagle Points.
Okay. Well, there you go. So you got Larry Ehrlich, James Doty, Heidi Slagle Points, and Debbie Marcoux. We are all licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, and my NMLS ID number is 237926. So, Bear, compliance is done.
Good. Okay.
Woo! Finito. So this is going to be a great show. We're going to be talking all kinds of fun. You guys met Rosie. She already did. Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio in Spanish. That is something that I want everybody out there to understand, that you guys can call in if you don't speak English, or maybe it's broken, or you have parents that don't, or anybody at all that needs Spanish. We have definitely got Rosie here to help you, so you've got that help. You guys have now, you've met Heidi before. It's been a little while. You haven't been on in a while.
It has been a little, well, that's because you do it so darn early, and I told you.
Well, this is the only time Go Country will give me, and I know that there's a lot of people that like the show. I know there's a lot of people that don't like having not country music on, so this is the time that Go Country gave me. It's my slot.
I know. I told you, for you, I will come do the show.
Yes, I know.
So I'm here.
All right. We've got Jim here. We got Jim Doty here with me. You guys are going to meet him here after the break. We're going to talk all about some good stuff. You've got Larry, the mortgage dad. You've talked to him before. And Kyle, that you guys have talked about. And Kyle is our new mortgage dad. So everybody sitting at this table is actually a parent, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you've got a lot of experience here, a lot. If you guys are wondering, I know I've said this before, but I'm not kidding. Which formula works better? What should you take when they've got, when they're gassy? What should you do when they're throwing up? What do you do when they've got a fever? How much Tylenol do you give them for what weight capacity? Pretty sure we could tell you which diaper, wipe. What do you want to know? We can answer it for you. Right, Jim?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, even when they don't leave home at like 25, we still got the answers.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, what do you do when they turn 14? We're good.
Was that directed towards anyone?
No. Okay.
You know, weird. You looked right at me.
What can I tell you?
So you guys have questions. You know, your daughter, one of them just graduated college.
My son just graduated in May, and he's buying a house as we speak.
Yes. And your daughter, though, she went to college, too.
She did go to college,
so
too.
You've got Larry that's actually, I haven't made it into college yet. I'm exploring that next year, so that's new for me next year. But you've got all the way from kids through college, which you have, too. You're not a grandpa yet.
Not that I know of.
Nope.
but both my kids live out of town.
Okay. You could be, but we're just not going to
go
there. Yeah, we're not going to go there. And you've got Jim, who is actually a grandpa now. So you've got every aspect sitting here, from new Papa Bear to, you know, new Grandpa Bear.
I'm glad she said new, not old.
New Grandpa Bear. So anything you guys need, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 474747. You're going to meet the team when we get back from our break. And you guys are going to love this episode. Stick around. It's going to be good. The Mortgage Mom. Mortgage Mom Radio here with a news alert. Did you guys hear all about the Federal Reserve? They came out and they said they're not going to raise interest rates. Well, that is fantastic news. And do you know what it did for us in the mortgage industry? Well, we saw a nice little dip in interest rates. If you've thought about refinancing, now could be a great time to lock in a lower rate. If you've looked into it in the past, maybe even a year ago, interest rates are lower today. We hit a low that we haven't been at for well over a year. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word MOM to 474747. I'd be happy to answer your questions there. Maybe it's also a great time to get rid of that mortgage insurance that you have on your current loan. And you know what? Maybe you've got some more equity than you did the last time that you looked into a refinance. Either way, it's a great time to get in touch with me. So call me right now, 844-935-3634. We have got a great show for you guys set up today. Last week was a ton of fun. It was Stagecoach, and I had Heidi out with me. And you guys, a couple of you came out and actually saw me. Thank you so much for that. That was fun. I'm still got a little bit of a raspy voice going on because, boy, was it windy out there. We're not going to blame it on anything else.
No, never. It was just the wind.
It was just the wind and the allergies, but it was a good time. So today I've actually got my entire team here. We are all sitting around the table having a good time. And you guys are going to meet everybody from Kyle to Larry to Jim to Rosie, Heidi's back. She's not too happy about it, but she's here.
Again, early in the morning.
Yes, early in the morning. But this is going to be kind of our Mortgage Mom Radio office space show. And you guys are going to get to learn all about us and how we all interact. We're going to talk about different kinds of stories, because there's always a good story. So I thought what we'd do, guys, if you think this is good, is I think that we should focus this show on all of the amazing things that our clients do to sabotage themselves. And feel free to laugh out loud. You guys are so quiet. You're never quiet at work. but I thought that that would be a fun one. And if anybody's out there listening, you guys want to give us a call and ask us questions, please feel free to do so. I am sure that you either know somebody that's made a mistake, you've made a mistake, or you want to make sure you're not making a mistake. So give us a call. You can reach us. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number 4. Or you could text us. I love texting. That is so easy. Larry's going to be the texter back this morning. Larry's going to be responding. He's
my
like,
best
no,
attribute.
No, I'm not. You text faster. But text us. Text the word MOM to 474747 and ask us those questions, and we'll get back to you. But I'm going to single out Jim right now. You guys haven't met Jim. Everybody out there listening has met Kyle. And Kyle said, just wait till you get my dad on the show. That was the one thing he said. It was quite funny. He said, it'll be pretty amazing to see if we can actually get him to stop once he starts talking.
I'm going to try my best.
You're going
to
try today?
Yeah, with you, it's always easy to keep going. So I just want to say, you know, just in reference to your show, Deb, I know that you've helped thousands of people make their dreams come true, and I think it's a great attribute to you and your longevity in the business, and you couldn't have a better representation of anybody in the loan business than Debbie Marcoux. So.
Wow, you're going to make me cry, Jim Doty. Hey, you're going to make me cry.
That was my opening line, and I'm done.
That's all the compliments you get for the year.
That's it, right? We'll be sitting around next May, and we'll be like, hey, let's do this again. It'll be my next compliment.
Yeah, exactly.
No, for real. But if you guys don't know Jim, so we'll kind of talk about each person that's here, which is great. That way everybody gets to know the team. But if you don't know Jim, his Jim Doty, and you've been in the business how many years now, Jim?
Oh my goodness, we don't want to talk that long, do we?
We do, because I'm always, you know, I'm bragging about how I've got 25 years, and I know yours is longer.
Yeah.
So go ahead and throw it on out there.
1991.
So mortgage dad over here, Larry, what was yours?
88.
Oh!
I am not the grandpa at the table. I like it.
I think you're the grandpa at the table, but early guy, he must have started earlier. Okay, but wait.
Larry, were you 15? What?
I was six.
Six, okay. I didn't even brag that low.
That's how Kyle started. He started in diapers. I started in diapers. So you could pretty much say we were six running for the TI calculators.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what, Jim? What was really cool, what I always remember, is you talking about Air Force One. And so I know that you actually started a little bit later, you know, getting into your career.
Yeah.
So you were actually, you're a veteran.
I am a vet.
So give everybody a little story, because people want to know about me and my team and who they're working with.
Oh, they want to know about a little bit about me. Well, you know what? I had the great fortune of being in the U.S. Air Force. I served 9 years. And I served 5 years with President Reagan from 1981 to 85. I flew with him.
That must have been some good wine.
That was. I don't know about the wine, but it was an incredible. You know, you
good
look
experience.
Back when you're young, and you look back. But it was a great opportunity, and I learned a lot. And you know, being with that class of people and the organization and the U.S. Air Force, it was amazing. It was an amazing time. Traveled all over the world. He was one of the most traveled presidents, and went to almost every country and on, you know, as from Russia to China to you name it, we were there. So it was a great opportunity, and I was feel very blessed that I was able to meet him and the staff and the team. It's like a family. You live together. You get to know each other.
Ride or die.
Ride or die. it's funny you say that, because I grew up in Studio City. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, and my mother worked for Kodak, and my grandmother was a film editor for Warner Brothers. So he was one of those type of people that, you know, he would talk to anybody. He felt, you know, he was like he just had that ease about him that he would be able to communicate. And it was it's amazing when you talk to somebody like that, and he talks to you on your level. And that was, I was a young kid at the time, and it was pretty amazing. So we always had that in common and shared that a lot. So it was a great experience.
Well, anybody that wants to ask Jim a question, you guys want to know something about the Air Force, you want to know something about Reagan, Air Force One, you want to know how big the plane is, text me right now. Text the word MOM to 474747 or give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. So we have 2 minutes to commercial break. So what I want you to do is give us your favorite client mess up. And then when we get back, we'll talk about what we could have done different.
Oh, my favorite client mess up. Okay, well, the classic of all classics is just as you're ready to fund your loan, they do a soft pull on the credit. And basically, I've had numerous clients over the years decide to buy a car at the last second. And of course, the debt ratios are affected, and it's just, that is the classic of all classics when you're doing home loans. So.
All right, so we're going to talk about soft pulls, and we're going to talk about debt ratios when we get back. You guys are listening. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 844-935-3634, or text the word MOM to 474747. Ask us those questions, and we'll get right back to you.
She's a mortgage mom.
Are you in escrow right now? It is not too late to make sure that you are getting the financing that you need. I get those calls all of the time, and we close our loans extremely fast. Don't take a loan that you aren't happy with. Don't let your lender change the terms that you originally signed up for and say, I'm sorry, but this is all that I can do for you. Stop, drop, and roll. Call Mom, 844-844-844. 435-3634. Treat it as a fire drill. Let me get you into the home that you need with the financing that you need. Let's make sure that we're getting you into the right terms, the right interest rate, and the right closing costs. Call me, 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word MOM to 474747. Call Mortgage Mom Radio right now. It's 844-935-3634.
So one of the things, and I know that I've talked about this before, but I want everybody to understand, is number one, we pull one credit report when we start the transaction. We're not going to pull another credit report, but let me just tell you, anything at all that you do, apply for a credit card, any credit inquiry, we get a notification from the credit bureau, that the credit reporting agency that we've ordered your report from. We have you on high alert throughout that 30 days. So make sure that you're not doing that, because if you do run your credit report at a car dealership, or you run it with a credit card, or you want to go finance those brand new appliances or buy that furniture on, but it's 0% financing. There's no payments for 12 months.
It's a holiday. I have to have it this weekend. It's got to be done before, it's got to be done before I close on Monday.
Right. I had to do it so that they deliver it the day I get my keys. Guess what, guys? Instant gratification can't happen when you're getting a loan. You've got to make sure that you're waiting until after your loan is closed. So that is one of the biggest things that we will run into.
So I'll jump in. You guys all know.
So this is Heidi. Everybody knows Heidi. We've all talked to Heidi.
So, and Deb's talked about my husband.
Yes.
Right? You guys all know I just bought a house, and my husband says, but we need to get the new refrigerator and washer and dryer, and it's on sale this weekend, and we hadn't closed yet. And I was like, no.
Not doing it.
Not doing it. And he's like, yeah, but it, you know, the sale ends in 3 days. And I was like, can't do it. Like,
trust me, if you hold on to that sale coupon and you walk back into there to that store and you say, I want to buy it, but at this price, there is a store out there that will match that price and give it to you, even if that sale's over.
And we did. We got it for the same price, but, you know, thank gosh, you know, I work in the business, so I knew better than to go buy those three large appliances and get a new account and charge it up.
Well, you're so excited. You're so excited when you first buy a home. And that's, you know, we tell people that all the time, is you don't even realize, you know, you're budgeting for your home. When you buy a home, you're budgeting. And that's very important to make sure you're getting into a payment that you can afford. And, you know, you've got the money for the down payment, and you always want to leave just a little bit of extra as a cushion in there, right? But you move in, and all of the furniture that you had at your last house or in your apartment that you thought was fantabulous all of a sudden doesn't fit in that room. It doesn't quite look right. Guys, you're sitting here. I know you're staring at me like she's crazy, but this is a female thing. And most people buy homes as couples. Most. Right? So you're going to walk in, oh, that doesn't fit. Guys, I get this one for my husband. Oh, well, that wall needs a bigger TV. True. You know, we're moving into a brand new kitchen. Maybe we should throw those old pots and pans away and we should buy new ones. Oh, the rugs in the bathroom. Why wouldn't we start fresh with new ones? Oh, we'll just go to Ross where it's cheaper and we'll get them from there. But before you know it, you've thrown out $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. You've racked up your credit cards that you didn't have before you bought that house. And now all of a sudden you've got a house payment and you've got credit card debt. And now you're not really budgeted anymore, right? So that's something that you need to make sure that you're putting into your budget, that you're anticipating. And absolutely 100%, do not start that adventure until after that loan's closed.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so let's get to Larry. I want to hear one of your best favorite stories from something that someone did that they just sabotaged the deal.
So we're getting ready to fund. They've signed their loan docs. They're so excited. We're getting ready to fund. And in the old days, before we would fund, they would call the employer to verify that the person's still employed.
Mm.
So we call, and they go, no, Sam Smith, he's no longer here. So, of course, the funder calls me and says, well, Sam Smith no longer works at, you know, Rocketdyne. So I call Sam, and he goes, yeah, I quit. You know, I got a new job. Well, don't you think it would be important to tell me I'm loaning you $400,000? Well, I start Monday. Oh,
thank goodness, right? But that starts the whole transaction over.
It could start the transaction over. It obviously creates problems, and everybody's expecting to get the fund that day. I mean, it could have done better. You know, now I tell the speech, you know, if you're going to change jobs or change anything, please let me know. But back in the old days, you know, you just took it for granted. And And, you know, call the guy and, you know, I'm scared to call because I got to tell him we're not going to close. And I got to call the realtor and tell him we're not going to close. We got to wait a few extra days now while he gets, you know, officially at work. But, you know, it's so important that you let your lender in on every decision that you're going to make.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily, you know, if you're going to switch jobs mid-transaction, and we've had that happen.
Sure.
But when my client calls me and says, hey, I've got this job offer on the table. Is it okay if I do this? I always say, send me the job offer. Absolutely go for it. Because we know we've got the job offer. We can get in front of that train before there's a problem.
Right.
Send in the job offer. We know what their start date is. The day they start, we do the, you know, verification of employment, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
But if we don't know about it, it literally will just tear the whole deal apart.
You guys bring up a good point, though. It's like, you know, people think if they don't say something that, you know, the lender won't find out. And when it comes to job or credit, everything just before that transaction closes, they're going to verify everything. They're going to verify everything from a credit.
Until you have keys in your hand, do not change anything.
Nothing.
Not do a
thing. Even if the loan has funded, wait till it's recorded with the title company.
100%.
Like you said, Kyle, as soon as you've got keys in hand.
Do not touch your job, your assets, your liabilities. Do not do a single thing until you can hear the jingle in your hand ready to open up that door.
Exactly.
That's good advice.
Yeah, very good advice. So, all right, so now we got Kyle, right? So give us a good one, Kyle. You haven't been in the mortgage business quite as long as all of us, but you've been doing it for a while now. I mean, when did you start?
Probably about... like officially with Jim, maybe 3-4 years ago. Probably.
Yeah, I want to say, I mean, maybe 2014, right?
Yeah, I think
so. You've got almost 5 years on it now, but you've also been selling real estate a little bit longer than that.
Yep.
So between your real estate and your lending career, give us one of your favorite stories. What has happened to you that you're like, oh my goodness?
I think a big thing that we have to deal with a lot too is assets, like people transferring, moving funds, like doing this, doing that. With any type of money, the underwriter is going to want to know 100% where that money came from. So it's like, you know, you initially talk to a borrower and the borrower is like, oh yeah, it's going to come from, you know, this account. Well, they didn't tell you that they were going to get a gift from mom who was going to take it from her 401k, who was going to put it into your account. Then you were going to take it from that account and use it for the EMD, but only half of it because they were going to get some from mom also.
So that they could pay off their car.
So they could pay off the car and make sure that works too. So... like we've had a couple where it was just like, you know, the mom was paying off the car, right? So we had to make sure we had to reconcile and document that. But then she sent us, you know, a bank statement that showed a bunch of large deposits in there. And I'm like, okay, well, now I got to source the large deposits. And then they transferred it from another account. So when it comes to like assets and stuff like that, that's a big thing, is like telling you just exactly where the money is coming from up front. And if there is something that's going to be coming in differently, like, oh, hey, I'm pulling this from a pension, or I'm pulling this from my 401k or something,
or
like
my
that.
Deferred comp,
my
yeah.
deferred comp, anything like that. That's up front. You got to say it up front, because that can kill your deal too. Because now I have to go and source where that money came from. And again, let's say we do have large deposits that was just cash put in the bank. You know, I know cash used to be king, but now they don't want to see cash anymore.
Cash is no longer king.
It is no longer king. Like, they want to see paper trails of everything. So we've had quite a few deals where I'm like...
oh, it turns into a mess, yeah.
Oh, it's a mess.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute mess. But, you know, we obviously work around it and have to work with the borrowers to get the correct documentation. And
but it does
sure.
delay things. And so,
oh,
you know, and 100%. that's the whole point of the show is, you know, don't sabotage yourself. Don't make things worse. Your loan officer is not your underwriter. When you're talking to me, Debbie or Larry or Jim or Kyle or Heidi or Rosie, and we'll talk to Rosie here in a minute. But when you're talking with us, we are not your underwriter. We're very, very good at what we do because we all have a lot of experience. We've been in the business for a very long time. You know, we know what an underwriter wants and what they need. We're the deal guy. We're putting the deal together. We're making sure that it is going to get approved when it gets there. So the best thing that you could do is look at us almost as though we are your attorney. Client, you know, attorney privilege, right? Yeah, attorney yeah, and, you know, give us the scoop. Tell us what you're doing. I've got $8,000 under my mattress. Yes. And that's going to be my down payment. And I work tips for a living. So I just stash my money. And so I don't know what to do with this $8,000. Well, don't go give it to mom and tell mom's going to give you a gift. Let's talk about it,
exactly.
Right? There, yeah. There's ways around everything to make it work well. But if you're not honest with us up front, you're not telling us what you're doing. You're not telling us that mom's going to give you a gift. So we say, hey, we need mom's bank statement. Right. And all of a sudden we see $150,000 deposit into mom's bank statement. We're like, what the heck is this? Oh, she pulled it from her equity line of credit. Okay, cool. But if we would have known that, yeah. We would have had it wired from equity line to bank, straight to the escrow company, you know, so that there would have been no stopping, nothing coming into you. So, you know, that is one of the most important things. I think that's a great thing to bring up because we get stopped on that.
So many times. And like the less documentation, the better. Like, I don't want to keep going back to you saying, hey, I need this bank statement. Oh, by the way, you didn't supply all pages of that bank statement.
Oh, you signed your loan documents 5 days ago, but we haven't funded yet because we can't figure out where your money's coming from. Yeah. So, hey, you guys have questions for us. We want to hear from you. Text the word mom to 474747 or give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Ask Jim, Heidi, Kyle, Larry, or Rosie a question, and Rosie's going to do it in Spanish when we get back. She's looking at me with these big, huge eyes. I can't even believe you're making me be here. But she's our little Spanish mamacita, so we'll be right back. The Mortgage Mom. Mortgage Mom here with some tips and advice for you. Do you have some debt that you'd like to get rid of? Credit cards, student loans, personal loans, car loans. Hey, do you own an RV and you want to get rid of that too? Just depends on what kind of equity you have in your property, but I don't want you to be worried that your interest rate right now on your first mortgage is so low that you don't want to get rid of it. I have a blended rate calculator and we're going to look and see what are you paying for all of your debts. I'll bet you anything that my rate on a new mortgage is going to be lower than what you're paying in everything combined right now. Give me a call. Let's do that. Let's go through it together. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634. You can text me, text the word mom to 474747. And hey, when you call, be prepared. Have those statements in front of you. Know what you owe. Know what those interest rates are. And let's put that calculator to good use.
Yeah, I love it.
So during the break, you know, Rosie's telling me, she's like, I don't even know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to say. And I said, just follow my lead. I'm going to ask you questions. And then Heidi says, just answer in Spanish. Nobody will know what you're saying. And Kyle says, I thought I was the mamacita.
Yeah.
No, poquito español. Okay. I know what's going on.
We've got a little bit of culture in this group.
Very little.
And Jim says, you know, well, you know, Kyle's first words weren't mama, dada. They were HUD one.
It was about closing statements instead of mom and dad. It was all about, you know, I was in the business. It's in his blood.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
He was raised in it. There's no doubt.
Right? Yeah.
What was that?
Poor kid.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mentioned to my daughter, she ran. Are you kidding me? I mean, she would go in the marketing field. She had nothing to do with home loans or mortgages.
I think I knew what an appraisal was before I knew what Mickey Mouse was.
Well, I think you heard me on the phone about 1,000,000,000 times at every event. So yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. And boy, do we
love those appraisals. Companies. All right, so we've got Rosie here. Rosie is my personal assistant, and she helps out me, and she helps out Heidi and Larry and everybody in the team get everything that we need. If it wasn't for Rosie, we don't know what we would do with ourselves. So when you guys call into Mortgage Mom Radio, you're going to talk to Rosie on the phone, and whether you want to speak Spanish or English, Rosie's gotcha.
Los dos hablo perfectamente español. In perfect English.
See? All right. So you were all nervous and you just did that perfect. So, Rosie, you have actually been around the mortgage industry for a long time. I mean, you have been. Not doing mortgage, but you've worked in many mortgage offices. And,
yes.
You know, so you've been around it for a really long time. And,
yes.
You know, you came with Jim. And,
I did.
You know, and I said, I'm stealing her. I'm taking her.
She went willingly.
Yeah. There is no sacred trust anymore. Whatever Deb wants, Deb gets. So, you know, the listeners need to know that out there. She's going to make it happen for you.
And that goes with loans too. What Deb wants, Deb gets. So if you guys have a little bit of a complicated situation, I would probably be the person to call. But no, you've been fantastic. And when you guys call in and you hear Mortgage Mom Radio, deal. That is Rosie, unless it's after hours, then we do have a call service. But, you know, you're booking all of those appointments for us. You're taking all of their paperwork. You're getting everything put together so that me and Heidi can pretty much just dive in and go, you know, and get things done very quickly. So you have been just an amazing asset to the team.
Thank you so much, Debbie. And I love working with you. I really do. As much as I love working with you, Jim.
I do appreciate
it. When she's lying.
You don't have to lie.
But now it's the girl power.
It is girl power. It is girl power in this office there.
And Larry.
Yes,
and Larry. Wow. And little Mamacita over here, Kyle.
Yeah, and little Mamacita. But you've got a little Mamacita, so we talked about that. So you are a new mortgage dad.
I am.
And how old is Nora now?
She is almost 3 months.
3 months.
Yes.
Yes.
I miss sleep.
you miss a lot of things.
Let me just tell you, my oldest is 18 and we still don't sleep. So good luck.
So you're telling me it gets better, right?
Yeah, it gets way better. Because they, you know, they finally get to, they do go through a little sweet spot. Uh-huh. So let me tell you that the sweet spot is about seven. No, it's about 7 to 9.
Yeah. No, you're right.
7 to 9 is a sweet spot where they're still pretty innocent. Uh-huh. You know, they're still going to bed. They're still nice. In elementary school. They still love their mom and dad.
Yeah.
They're just starting sports, right? But at about 9, they start to find their independence. They start playing out at the park. Mm. Next thing you know, they're having sleepovers, and you're definitely not sleeping through those. And then the next thing you know, they're, you know, in junior high school, and then they want to go out to the movies with friends, and they're going and doing more things. And then the next thing you know, they're in high school, and you're not sleeping all night long because you're waiting. And curfew's 10, and they make sure they walk through the door at 10:15. Mm. And then curfew turns into 11, and now I've got, like, Manny, who's 18 years old, so he's basically an adult. I'm going to say basically because we're still in high school.
He's a man child.
He's a man child. He still lives at home. So, you know, he can kind of come and go as he pleases, but he knows if he's not in the door by about midnight, I'm going to lose it. But when I know he's out, I stay up because I'm going to lose it if I don't know he's home, right?
Yeah.
So it you get about 2 years of sweet spot.
I can't wait.
But what happens is, other than Heidi and Rosie, most of us have multiple children. So one gets into the sweet spot, but another one's still in a bad spot. And then the next one gets into that sweet spot, but the next one's already back into the other spot.
And I'm going to say for the fathers, we just sleep through the night. So, you know, we're like, really? Are they out? Come, you know, they're back, you know?
Oh, you guys need to talk to Shane, because I'll tell you right now, he would completely disagree with that statement.
Well, maybe I forgot. It was a blur. I do remember those midnight feedings, you know, from midnight to 2 or 3 in the morning. So
I just want to know, though, I mean, and this is how we are a fun office, right?
Yeah.
So I was last night literally sat down on the couch. I get 3 minutes on the couch about a night. That's about it. So I sat down and, you know, obviously like some Disney show is on. So I decided to change the channel and I see Meet the Fockers. And I turn Meet the Fockers on, and it is the spot where the guy's coming out of the RV. They had been pulled over, and he goes, look at here. He got a rubber boobie.
That's a great movie, actually.
When, yeah, when I look at Jim, though, all I can picture is he's saying, I'm doing midnight feedings. Is he strapping that thing on?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it was a bottle. He got the bottle, so. You know, they didn't have that in my day. You know?
I've had enough scary images of my father. Thank you for adding another, Debbie.
You didn't need that one.
Whoa. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you did not need that one. You did not need that.
That counseling bills could really be up there, Dad. You know?
I was already having trouble paying it.
Just bill it to Mortgage Mom Radio. It's okay. All right, so Mortgage Mom Radio, we are answering your questions. You guys can give us a call. You can text us. Text the word MOM to 474747. Ask us those questions, especially if you're in the middle of a transaction right now. I guarantee you that you're thinking, oh, I want to go buy something. Oh, I might change jobs. What's another one, Larry? Give us a good one. I just got fired yesterday. I'm not going to tell them. Because I already signed my loan document, so that doesn't work. Trust me.
Yeah. My mom gave me a gift. Does that matter?
How about I've got one.
Yeah, let's go.
How about I'm technically married, but I'm going to say I'm not, but all my documentation shows that I am.
Right.
So I'm going to go buy a house in California, and I don't want my wife to know because we're getting divorced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you got to come clean.
Yeah,
you got to tell us.
That actually happened to me. Yeah. I recently, too.
I had a guy that was married, said he wasn't,
We get through the transaction. Self-employed, also selling his business. As we're getting through the transaction, we find out he's married. His wife is not okay with him buying a house and selling his business, of which she owns 50% of.
Holy cow.
So just be upfront. Be honest. If you have huge things going on.
We're not
on,
attorneys, so it's loan right. officer client yeah, privilege. Yeah. Just
you
remember
it.
That.
You've got to share.
To your parents.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You
got
to
share.
We're like a priest and you're coming to confession.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, that's the best because Larry just says, you know, think about talking to your parents. I'm going to tell you right now, I do not tell my parents anything.
And we're all
but we did it. Did Annie fix it for you? So that's all.
I get what you're going, but I like the priest part.
You just got to have full disclosure. And then let us work on it with you to get it done. If you don't have full disclosure, everything comes up at the end.
Yeah.
Kind of piggybacking on that, like, it goes the other way, too, where mm-hmm. people are like, when they talk to us, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm divorced, you know. Well, technically, you're still married.
You're still
that
married.
Divorce hasn't right. gone final and hasn't gone
right.
through.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The guy said he's not married. He was divorced, but he wasn't.
Yes.
Right.
He was still
even
married.
If you guys, even if you have your divorce settlement agreement signed by all parties, if you're still in your six-month waiting period for the stamp on that document, you're still considered married.
So, if you're doing an FHA or a VA loan.
Even if you're doing a conventional loan, because even with conventional, it's
the
community property state. They still got
to
sign that deed.
Exactly.
So, it's, again, come clean.
Yes.
You're going into confession. Just lay it all out there.
Full disclosure up front, day one, that way nothing pops up at the end and everyone is prepared and knows what to ask for up front.
Well, here's one that we've run into, frequently lately. And I'll say that it's come up a lot more times than it ever used to before. And it was since 2018. So it was early last year and it might have been late 17. I don't remember the dates, but they took away reporting the IRS liens to the credit reports.
Yes.
So when we pull credit, we don't see those liens anymore. So we don't see them. And a lot of times they don't necessarily even come up when we get a title report.
Right.
They don't come up until the title company does a background check before they're willing to insure you and your property. And all of a sudden you've got an IRS lien that we didn't know about. An IRS lien does not mean that you can't get financing. You can get financing with an IRS lien. You can get financing if you owe the IRS money. You've got to set up a payment plan, or we've got to get that lien subordinated, or whatever it is that you have going on.
Right.
If it's gotten to the point where it's already leaned against your property and you're trying to do a refinance, it's a little bit more difficult. We probably have to pay it off. But if you have debt to the IRS and you haven't made a payment, get on a payment plan. We only need one payment plan and one monthly payment made, one canceled check, and we can use that payment towards your ratios and help you to qualify and you can still buy a home. So, be honest with us when we say, are there any debts that you are currently delinquent on? I mean, it's a big question in your loan application. Make sure that you answer that question correctly. Give us the information. And that's why we do consultations. That's why people call me and talk to me. This is what I have going on. This is where I want to go. This is what I want to do down the road. I want to buy a home. I only have this much money. Here's where my credit's at. This is what my job is. But in 2 months, I'm going to get a raise. Talk to us about it. Let us do the consultation and let us get you to your end game. Let us get you to that plan.
You bring up a great point too, Debbie, is that a lot of people think that because they have an issue or a problem, they're not going to be qualified for a home loan. And that's not necessarily the case. Even when people think they're absolutely perfect, there's always a problem or an issue that you have to deal with. But it's just...
I love the people that think that they're perfect because there's always a problem.
There's always an issue. It's like we said, it's transferring money, whatever it could be. There's always going to be some
glitch. No. They have $400,000 that they're going to put down on their house, but they're going to take it all out of their business account. And that's okay, but we've got to know about it. And you're not perfect.
Yeah, it's not perfect. Exactly. And we've all had our issues and we've all had our problems. It's how we navigate through those problems. And it doesn't mean that you're not entitled to purchase a home. You are entitled to purchase a home. And there are so many people out there thinking that they had a problem in 2012 or they had a problem in 2008 or 2009 or whatever their problem was, and they can't afford to buy a house. They had a like you said, they had a foreclosure or they've had a short sale or they've had bankruptcy or they've had these situations, and many of us have. And you can recover from that and you can actually get a home loan. It's easier than people think. So
challenges can be overcome and obstacles can be overcome if you're upfront and honest with us. And then we know what we need to do to overcome those challenges and obstacles. It's not a problem. It's just a challenge or an obstacle that we need to solve for.
Right. And it just comes back to that instant gratification. Sometimes we can do it instantly. I mean, we just decisioned a loan today that was a 560 credit score. We got a loan approval and we said, hey, go buy a house.
Yep.
And then there's other times that 560 is not going to fly. It depends on what's on the credit report. It depends on what that credit profile is. And maybe we need to, you know, maybe you filed bankruptcy and you had some lates after the bankruptcy. That's not going to fly at a 560 credit score to get a loan approval. You can't have lates after your bankruptcy. So what are we going to do? We're going to talk about credit repair. How can we get some of those lates fixed? How can we get them off? Maybe it's going to be a 3-4-6 month process. Other times you went through consumer credit counseling, you debt consolidated, you paid all your debt off. You didn't file bankruptcy, but your credit took a hit. Your credit score is horrible, but you know what it shows? It shows that you paid everything back and everything is paid off. And all of a sudden, even at a 560, we could say, you know what, man, you've got the down payment. Go out there and go get it. You're good to go.
You know, that brings up a really good point, David, because I do a lot of credit analysis and teach credit a little bit as well.
You teach?
I do teach, believe it or not. Believe it or not. I've
learned a thing or two.
Yeah.
Have you learned a couple things? Yeah.
But you know what a lot of people don't realize is that if you've had negative credit and you pay everything off and you don't establish new credit, then they have the system just forget you. It's like, you know, I call it the Great Oz, because the three bureaus were TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. You always wonder who's behind the curtain. But the problem is that when people pay everything off, they think, okay, I don't have any more debt, and I'm debt free now. But the problem is you have to reestablish yourself, and that means you may have to get secured credit cards in the beginning, or you may have to, you know, get a couple of credit cards. It doesn't mean you run them up. It means you use them for $100, you use them for gas, you use them for food, just to get yourself in the system again. And that automatically will help you get a better credit score and bring your score up to a normal range, and where you can at least establish, you know, credit again. And that's what you have to do in order to, and you know as well as I do.
Yeah.
And also, you know,
I'm nodding. You guys can't see me here behind the radio, but I'm nodding with them. I'm going with it.
She is. Another thing too is, you know, if you have a family member or somebody that has good credit and they add you to their credit card, that actually will help them as well. I mean, that will establish, an authorized user will establish good credit and reestablish a credit line for them. And that's important as well. So that helps in a lot of different ways.
Yep, absolutely. So, hey, I know you guys have questions out there. Give us a call. We're here. We're at the office. It's 844-935-3634, or you can text the word mom to 474747, and we'll go ahead and answer those questions for you. But this is a fun show. I've got Kyle, I've got Larry, I've got Jim, I've got Heidi, I've got Rosie. You've got the entire team here. This is what makes Mortgage Mom Radio. And so what do we got left, Bear? How many minutes?
Just doing
got?
The math. Come back to me.
All right. Okay. So here's some fun stuff. So, you know, this show is all about us. It's about Mortgage Mom Radio. It's about getting to know our team and, you know, everybody out there listening. You guys know that we're real human people. When you call in, let me just explain how it works. You call Mortgage Mom Radio. Rosie answers the phone. If I am not on the phone, she's going to pass you over. If I am on the phone, which is about 9 times out of 10, because I spend about 97% of my day on the phone.
Yes.
She will schedule an appointment for you to speak with me, and you will get a text message that says your appointment's in 15 minutes, and you can say yes or no, I'm going to be on that call. You can confirm it. No matter what, I'm going to dial your number literally on the minute that the call is supposed to be made, and you are going to hear from me at that time. Once you guys, we're going to talk, then we're going to do an application, then we're going to do a consultation. Once you're actually in the rhythm and in the role, you're part of my 97% of why I'm on the phone. So I don't ever want anybody to feel like it's, you know, the Gestapo to get through. However, you know, if I don't make appointments to do a consultation that takes 30 to 45 minutes of my day, then I'm putting to the side the loans that I'm actually working on and the people that are in escrow and moving forward and trying to close or refinancing, and we're trying to get that done. You need to be able to have easy access to me throughout your transaction. So Rosie is the Gestapo at the beginning as far as getting your very first appointment to talk to me. If you guys call right now, it's Saturday morning, call me. I'm the one answering the phone. It's easy. But during the week, we're going to make an appointment so that you guys get your time. If you don't talk to me, you're going to talk to Larry. If you don't talk to Larry, you're going to talk to Jim. If you don't talk to Jim, you might talk to Kyle or Heidi. Yeah. Somebody, you're going to be able to talk to somebody. If I don't have an open appointment and you need something right now today, she will get you on the phone with somebody that you guys need to get to.
But I have to say,
yes,
I have to say, Debbie, that you are very good. So I usually schedule people on that day.
Yes, it's almost always the same day.
It's always the
same
day or the next day.
Yeah.
No more than that.
Right. No, no. It's not like they're waiting a week out to talk to me. No, no, no. If you call me in the morning, you're going to probably talk to me either early afternoon or late afternoon. It's not like it's never going to happen for another week. Absolutely not.
Right.
But if I don't schedule it out that way, then they don't get the time they need. They don't get my attention, and then they don't get the information that they need. So, you know, that piece is really important. But that is basically how it works here. I mean, you call in and you get somebody and you talk to somebody and you get the information that you need. And when I am busy and you need something right now, Larry's taking a ton of calls. Jim's called people back. You know, it's not, you're always going to get to somebody, and we all work here as a team and as a group. So, you know, that's something that is really important for people, I think, to understand. The other thing I think is for them to understand is how we all work together and how we all work well together and our personalities all blend together. You know, we are a fun group. We're a fun team. I had a client on the phone yesterday and she said, oh my goodness. You know, I said, is the house in good shape? You know, are there any problems when we get there? You know, because it is important for the appraiser. And she said, well, you know, everything in the house is perfect, but somebody ran into my fence and I'm going to have to cut out a piece of my fence. And I said, well, man, you know, I don't even know how to say
it. The S word happens.
S word happens. Exactly. She just kept talking. Yeah, thank you. That was perfect. And she just, like, she keeps talking and then she stops herself. She goes, wait a minute. Did you just say that? I said, I did. She goes, oh my God, I love you. And I said, you have to have a personality to be on the radio, right? Like, so what you guys hear is what you get, you know, I mean, and all of these guys, that's why it's so important for me to have this show, to introduce everybody to you guys and for you to understand that, you know, everyone on my team is the same. If I'm busy, it's okay to not wait for me. It's okay to be scheduled with Larry. It's okay to be scheduled with Jim. It's okay to talk to Heidi. If you call me about a loan in process and I can't get there, Heidi may call you. If I'm on the phone that's sitting on my desk and my cell phone's ringing, Heidi may answer it. You know, we are all working together as a team to get things done for you, and we're going to make it happen. So I think that would be kind of fun right now is, do you guys want to roast me a little bit?
I bought a material from yesterday.
I don't know. Are we doing the R-rated show? What's going on here?
Well.
All right. We'll do the clean version.
You're gonna do the PG. Well, it is Go Country. We've got to stay PG. I think we'd get kicked off the station if we weren't.
I don't know. I heard Stagecoach had a lot of fun out there. You have stories out there.
We do. We had a lot of fun at Stagecoach. It was a good time. I'm going to leave it at that.
Your husband's not listening?
Let's just say that I'm still horse today from a week ago.
Debbie is not just horse from the air because I was with her, and my voice isn't quite as bad as hers. So I don't think it was just the wind.
It was pretty close.
Who was your favorite act?
My favorite act at Stagecoach. Who was it?
Jason, I'll share a story. Debbie and I have had a long, long going years
friendship.
Of no argument.
Okay,
friendship
Jason
too.
Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan.
About Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean.
Yes,
and she has always been Luke Bryan, and I.
I mean,
and
I love them.
And we love them both.
We love them both.
We love them both, but we have always had a long going argument about between Jason Aldean or Luke Bryan. She is always Luke Bryan, Luke Bryan, Luke Bryan.
Louder than her.
That's just the wine, I swear.
Just pouring my champagne early in the morning.
We're just having mimosas, okay?
And so she says, no, it's Luke Bryan, because, of course, he plays Friday night.
Right.
And then
Well, and all I'm we like, could talk about was how great his thighs are. Oh, that guy has got the best thighs.
And he's got amazing thighs.
He really does.
And so I still said, okay, yes, he's amazing. I love him, but it's Jason Aldean. She says, no. So then here comes Sunday night. And she just grabs me and goes, oh, my God, he is just gorgeous and amazing. I was like, wait. Sorry, once again?
Wait, one more time? All right, well, okay, so to give me a little bit, though, the very first Jason Aldean concert I ever went to, I was actually 7 months pregnant with Zeke. So I was hot. It was at, where does UCLA play? The Pasadena?
Rose Bowl.
Yes, it was at the Rose Bowl. It was hot as ever. I was 7 months pregnant. I was not drinking. all of the people around me were drinking. They kept hitting me. They kept spilling things on me. I was so frustrated and so irritated that I left. So I really didn't enjoy the concert.
So let me interpret it for you. Yeah. What she just said was she was wrong. In a very long, drawn-out sentence.
I was, but I do still love Luke Bryan and his thighs, and he was pretty amazing.
I mean, if you think his thighs are nice.
We should see. You guys should all see Kyle's.
I've played soccer my whole life. So. Okay. Let's just put it at that.
All right.
You're welcome.
Maybe Kyle wins.
You're welcome.
Oh, there you go. You've got the beard. You've got a nice beard going though.
He's got nothing to do with the thighs.
But you just got. Well, I was gonna say you got that little. You know, you got the country look.
He does. You do have a good country look going. I mean, other than the flamingos on your shirt right now.
I did the flamingos. I think it goes perfect with the whole country.
It does though. You threw a hat on his head. And some boots, even with the flamingos, he's done.
Kyle's husband loves the flamingos.
Yeah. Did your mom buy you that shirt?
No,
this was all me.
And my husband is rednecker than you.
Yeah. No, we had a great time. You know, Sam Hunt was good. He was really good. A lot of people. There was mixed reviews on when he was at Stagecoach with Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
And a lot of people either liked it or they didn't. And Snoop was 100% my high school,
right?
Junior high, high school, our generation. Yeah. So you know, I was really looking forward
what
to
was
like
that, 5 years ago.
No, Stagecoach. It was what
three, four years ago.
He did that. So we were. I think I was like kind of looking forward to that same sort of thing.
What about the prank?
You know what? The Manny prank. It didn't happen.
Ah, I forgot.
I know. It didn't happen. Actually, there was never a time that presented us itself.
Well, tell us what you're going to do.
Well, so...
We're going to save it for next year.
Yeah, we're going to save it for next year. Because,
don't say anything.
No, because he actually... he told me, he listened to one of the shows. He goes, Mom, you know I listen to the show. You know, I already know what you're going to do to me when you're here. But let me just tell you, it was actually a very good learning experience for Manny. It really was a great mom moment for me because we rolled out in a 40-foot diesel pusher, me and Heidi. I'm the driver. 4'11"
Yes.
Okay.
This is a picture down the highway, folks. You know, move quickly to the right or the left.
Just how many phone books did you have to sit on?
She only needed a very thick pillow behind her back so she could reach the pedals.
Oh, okay.
But I could see over the steering wheel because it moves down.
Oh.
You know, it yeah, we were good. We were good there.
We adjusted that.
You know, it was his first time rolling out as the man of the RV. So it was me and Heidi and his girlfriend and then Manny. And, you know, he was the man of the RV. So everything that needed to be done was, Manny, we need to dump the tanks. Grab the guy, the truck that goes by. Manny, we need more water. Manny, get out the cornhole. Manny, get out the chairs. Manny, go take them in early and get us a spot. Manny, we need more water in the cooler. Manny, can you get the ice out of the freezer? Because I'm too short to actually reach the RV ice.
I believe I did that most of the time.
You did that a lot of times too.
Manny, mom needs another margarita.
Yeah. Well, that was actually his girlfriend, Maddie, was actually Maddie, the drink maker.
Okay.
Yeah. But he was the man of the RV. He was actually quite tired. He napped a lot. And he was really crabby.
Very crabby
for having to be the man of the RV for the weekend. But
jeez, can you imagine, Kyle? You're 18 and you're with your mom and her best friend and you're crabby.
But you get to go to this amazing concert. We give you money and you have all the freedom other than set up the chairs.
Oh, he came with his girlfriend. He's 18.
Everything's paid for. Yeah. Here's some cash. Go away.
Leave us alone and fix the RV.
I didn't say it was a bad setup. He's 18, you know.
He just wants to sit around and do nothing. That's what they want to do at 18.
He just wanted to sleep.
Yeah, so he thought he was coming just to have a fun trip. And I'm like, dude, you're the man of the trip. You are not having a fun trip.
Everyone's contributing here.
Yeah, no, he had fun. He had a really great time, but he was definitely the man of the RV for the weekend. So we did not prank him. He almost pranked himself. So one of the things that I was actually thinking that would have been really funny is, you know, we all put our bags together and, you know, we all bring our bags on board and that's everything you're packing, right? Basically your suitcase, whatever. So I was thinking like once he put his suitcase on board, I was going to actually take the suitcase, hide it in a bin and then only bring a Speedo for him to wear. So he thought all he had for the whole weekend was a Speedo. Oh, and then I figured, okay, well, boys are boys, though. It's so different for a girl, right? He'll just wear the same outfit for days. So we actually get there, and it's the first morning, and he's searching all over the place. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I can't find my underwear.
I love it.
He almost did it to himself. I didn't even have to do it. So
yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely perfect. It was great. But Stagecoach was a good time. We had really had a blast. And, you know, Rosie stayed behind and took care of the phones, which was awesome. And Larry, you were taking all the calls from the clients, which was great. And, you know, Kyle was showing Rosie how to write pre-approval letters and how to how to run DU and how to print the LP and
I was here working. You were very hard.
The whole team was here working while Mom and Heidi were in the RV cruising down the road.
Being Stagecoach moms. We even took pictures with girls that called us their Stagecoach moms. So someone had to do it.
Yeah, someone had to.
I love it. You sacrificed the whole
time. We sacrificed for all of those women out there that needed their moms, and let me just tell you that I got a lot of pictures of women that need moms. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now.
Some coordinators for their wardrobe.
Yeah, no, it was ladies, let me just tell you. Stagecoach is a blast. And if you're there and you're camping and you're in the RV area and you want to wear your bathing suit while you're playing your beer pong, go for it. I get it. You're in the sun. It's hot. You're young. You've got a great body. Hey, I would have done it. Cool. Whatever.
Absolutely.
But when we walk into the venue, clothing is a good option.
Especially if you're wearing thigh-high boots.
Right. When your boots go up to your thighs and you're still wearing your bikini with what you think is this little teeny tiny mesh skirt around that nobody, you know, that some, it doesn't work. So I'm just saying the hat on your head was not enough coverage.
Sounds like Vegas.
It was less than Vegas.
Oh, it was way less than Vegas.
I was going to say, I thought we did it.
I know, we're sending the pictures to Larry. He's like, that's a good one.
The mortgage dad sound awfully quiet on this
call. I was going to say. It sounds more like EDC than Stagecoach, you know?
Yeah, it was a good time. We had a really good time. We're happy that we went. For all of our clients right now that are in process, you guys were all amazing. They all knew we were going to be there. They really all left us alone. I mean, obviously, if to write an offer, you need a pre-approval letter. We needed Rosie on that. And, you know, there's always things that are going to come up. And there's new clients that don't know we're at Stagecoach. So Larry handled that, which was fantastic. But for the most part, they all knew we were there. And, you know, they were all emailing saying, jealous, have fun. Call me when you're back. Leave me alone. You know, leave us. You know, we're leaving you alone. So no, it was a really good time. But this has been a really fun episode. It's been great. I'm so happy everybody got to meet Jim and Rosie and Heidi and Kyle and Larry. You guys got anything you want to say here to close out the show?
We should do this at night.
Yeah. Instead of 7 in the morning.
Too early, late afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? For all the people out there that are listening, you know, Debbie's an amazing person. And Deb, you know what? It was a great show. It was a lot of fun.
Was it good?
Yeah,
we'll
it was
have to
great.
Do this more often,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
We need to get Barry to come in with the actual camera so that they get more of the real, you know, office look, you know, of the... What is that show? Office Space? Office?
The Office.
Oh, well, this is going to be Mortgage Mom Radio, and it's going to be so much more. So we're definitely a fun group. So thank you guys for being here. Everybody thank listening, you. We're not leaving. You guys have questions. I know that we said a lot about mortgages. We had a lot of fun here at the end about Stagecoach, but we did talk a lot about mortgages, what not to do, what to do. If you guys need help, if you need to talk to your, like Kyle said, your priest in confession, or you guys need to talk to us about credit, whatever that it is that you have going on, give us a call right now. You're going to either hear from Kyle, Jim, Larry, Heidi, Rosie, or me, and we're going to make sure that we take care of you. That number is 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND for you. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. Or you could text us. Text the word MOM to 474747, and we'll be back next week.